Good morning, good evening, and good afternoon all, and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to this fortnight's installment of the Ish Plus 6 podcast, the podcast series where you could discover your next favorite artist. On today's episode, I am joined by the one and only No Cash Refunds. No Cash Refunds is a Guildford-based indie pop artist who has really been making moves within the scene in the last few years with his new and refreshing take on the sound. With popular tracks such as Garden in My Front Room, I Need You, and Lily topping his charts, he is definitely one to keep an eye on. Please all welcome No Cash Refunds to the Ish Plus 6 podcast. Let's go. How's it going, G? How's it going?
Hell yeah, man. Very, very good. Thank you so much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
It's a pleasure, man. Honestly, I was listening to some of your stuff, All Your Dreams, honestly. Yeah, it's different still. I mess with it.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Yeah,
man, of course. So, talk to me. How's it going? All of that. How's it going this Sunday evening?
Yeah, all right, mate. I've got a gig tomorrow. So I had a little bit of practice today. That's pretty much how my day's gone. But musically, I'm feeling good. Like, I've got another song coming out at the end of this year. Just mental health wise, I feel like I'm in a really good place right now. I'm keeping myself occupied. I always find that if I'm not very busy, I get a little bit down about it. So I'm trying to just stay focused and stay, busy. So yeah, no, everything's going well, man. How about yourself? How's things going with you?
I'm chilling, man. It's a miserable day today. I've had the curtains closed all day. I just looked out the window while I was filling up my bottle just then. Rain. Mm. It's just miserable, honestly. But hey, it's calm because I got a roof over my head, so can't complain.
Absolutely.
All right. So obviously, you've seen every single episode of the podcast before. You know that we always start off with a joke. Today's no different. Why do you never see elephants hiding in trees?
I don't know.
Because they're really good at it. I don't.
Okay. Yeah, no, nice one. Good joke, mate.
Yeah, thank you, G. Thank you. All right.
Love it.
Anyways, now that we've got that out of the way, let's get into the main questions. Let's get into what the people came here for, what the fans came here for. Let's get into it. So what I want to talk about is the No Cash Refunds origin story. I want to know how it all started, where the name came. I mean, I have an idea of where it came from. I'm assuming that's not the name on your birth certificate, but yeah, let's just get into it.
Yeah. My name is Charlie. So No Cash Refunds actually came from, I was watching a TV show called The Big Bang Theory. I paused it. It just said it on a sign in the comic book store. And I thought, yeah, I love that. And then subsequently, down the line, I found that, my initials are CRN, and then obviously you rearrange that as NCR.
Oh, swear. Yeah, that's cold.
That's a happy accident. I've been making music now for, it's two years since I uploaded my first song. And then I wrote the first one a few months before I actually put it out. I was just in love, I think. I met my first girlfriend, and I just felt so strongly about her, and I was just God, I just feel sick with all this emotion and that, and I was just I just put it into a song, I try and write a song. So I've always wanted to, do that. I've always been singing and stuff. I never really thought I could write, and that's pretty much it. 2 years since, obviously, I've been trying to just get my music out there. I've been doing some gigs and BBC introducing stuff. I'm enjoying it. It's crazy. I can't believe it's been 2 years already. But yeah, literally, if I'd have never met, that's why I credit a lot of my, my music to my ex-girlfriend because like, if I'd have never met her, I wouldn't have bothered probably. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
man. I have to respect that as well, 'cause yeah, a lot of people, you know, they'll take some kind of animosity from it, from a closed off relationship. But yeah, no, that's, I mean, I don't know how I would feel about, you know, having to credit something to my ex, but you know, that's cold though. I mess
Yeah,
with it.
well, I don't feel like bad about it, like I still like it's sad obviously that like we're not together or whatever, but I can't, it happened, so and there's no point in me looking back and being horrible about it or feeling shit about it. Like, yeah, I feel shit about it sometimes, but I would never, yeah, I wouldn't be making music if I'd never met her, so I can't, yeah. She just brought it out of me. I don't know. Like I, and then I mean, I've met like a couple of people since. I'm quite like a romantic person, maybe. Like I like writing about romance and my affections and stuff. So it takes like a certain type of person that like can sort of make me feel those sort of things. But yeah, no, she definitely did.
Yeah, man, absolutely. That's really cool. So you mentioned that you've always been singing. A lot of your music, from what I've heard, is, for the most part, it has a sort of indie slash, I guess, alternative pop kind of, I don't really like the word vibe, but you know what I mean, though. It has that sort of energy to it. What's your creative process like? Do you play the instruments yourself? I know you've mentioned Beats, the BeatStars in the past, but
Wow, Jesus Christ. I can't remember mentioning that must have been a long time ago.
talk to me though. I'm interested.
No, you researched me. No, I work with producers and stuff like in the past, like it was always BeatStars and like YouTube, but like now I've obviously so I'm from Grimsby, right? So it's like a very small town on the east coast of England, Midlands, like not a lot of music going on there really. So I knew that I had to like get out if I wanted to be serious about it, and I am, I was and I am. So I live in Guildford now, which is like I live here for uni, which is like near London. So I'm always in London and stuff. Proper networking and that. So nowadays my music is like made with producers. Like I'm in the room, like and we're doing it together, But in terms of instruments, I don't play a thing, mate. I'm absolutely fucking useless. Like I just think like if some like a load of other people like that I know can do it 10 times better than me, like I just can't be fucking bothered, mate. So to be
Honestly,
honest.
I hear it, man. I hear it.
Yeah.
And yeah, it does make sense. Do you ever, I suppose, because in your live shows in the past, it's mainly just been you with a microphone and then the backing track over you singing into the microphone. Do you see yourself in the future maybe bringing a band out, or what do live performances for No Cash Refunds in the future look like?
Yeah, hell yeah, mate. Literally, that's so funny actually, because like now it's like I'm at a point where I'm like trying to get musicians together and stuff. Like for this gig that I'm doing tomorrow, it's with like guitar and drums. It's just difficult, mate. I find it hard because like a lot of my music, like some of the beats and that, like very like a lot of samples, like chops and stuff. Like I kind of it's hard for me to, bring that to life really with instruments, but it doesn't hit the same on a laptop, like I way prefer playing live with musicians, so it's just finding that like balance. And I've got to be like selective of what I want to perform. I feel like I can't really do everything live, but what I'm doing at the minute, like it's cool. Like I'm just doing more of my like stingy songs, because I can't like I enjoy my talking like rapping kind of thing that I do, but yeah, I'm just singing more at the minute, I guess.
Yeah, exactly, man, exactly. That makes perfect sense. And it's interesting that you mentioned the difficult thing about, you know, finding bands, because or finding other instrumentalists, because didn't you mention at some point being in a band or something like that?
No, I was. Well, we were like So No Cash Refunds like was gonna be a band. It was with me and my best friend and like another friend. So we just like he yeah. Yeah, that's crazy, you know that. But
Yep. Yeah.
yeah, we were gonna play, yeah, we were gonna make some music, and it just didn't work out. The one of the dudes like left. That was it, not my best mate, but like he was just like, oh, my girl wants to move to Leeds, and like I've got to go with her. And it's and we were just like, I'm just like, what are you doing, mate? Like we're making some, you know, we were trying to, we started making some good music, you know. And I was only like, it's only about 16. You know, was trying, and he broke my heart that he left, and that we couldn't do it. And I think that was probably like the thing that like drove me to make like my first song. Obviously, like my ex-girlfriend like put the words in my mouth kind of thing to make it so good, I guess. But yeah, I was, yeah, that's crazy. Yeah, no, yeah, we were gonna be a band, but no, it didn't work out. And now I
Yeah,
bet he fucking regrets it, mate,
man.
because look at me now, I'm absolutely, I'm coming up, man.
Facts, man. Honestly, I've got the Spotify on my other screen over here, and yeah, the numbers are pretty serious, to be fair. Like, I'm seeing some serious stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, so I mean, and if you look as well, like, so obviously I've got a song with Billie Angela, like we fucked it up. I couldn't put her, so like the song that she has out that features me, Tattooed on My Heart, that's doing so well. I think that's got, let me just check the numbers there. 27K, that's on 27K, and I can't, and it doesn't come up on my fucking Spotify, which is gutting. But yeah, but I mean, I'm not, yeah, I ain't really asked about numbers or anything, to be fair. Like the main, I think the main objective for me is just like get some investment or something, some sort of backing, like, because I just need, I just want to get it out there, you know, like I'm happy with what I'm making and stuff. Like, I need people to see it now. And I'm not a TikTok guy, like I'm not very good at, you know, pumping out videos and stuff. And to be honest, I think that kind of ruins the mystery for a lot of artists. I think if they're all over your screen, you know, I think it's just too much. But yeah, I'm sort of like doing more scheduled things now. Like I'm kind of like making music videos and stuff, and I might chop them up a bit more professional, like, you know. But to be fair though, like, you know, like TikTok artists, like people that have got signed through TikTok and stuff, like I feel like the labels are slowly starting to see now, like that it actually doesn't really work. Like these people that are not musicians get a bunch of funding to make a load of songs or whatever, and then they just get bored of it because they're not musicians, you know, they're just fucking TikTokers.
Yeah, facts, man. And yeah, I've seen
Around.
it a lot as well. Like all of these artists that get famous or notoriety through or notorious through TikTok. I don't know if that
Yeah.
was the right word, but they just get noticed through there essentially, and then they go to their shows, and the audience doesn't know a single lyric from a single song aside from the chorus of that one song. Not even the chorus, like the two lines from that one song
Yeah,
that went
mate.
viral.
Like, fuck that, mate. Imagine, like, I can't imagine what they would feel like when that happens to them. Like, I want to make music that's got longevity and, like, you know, people actually, like, you know, listen to over and over and over again, like creating feelings and stuff. Like that's what I'm into. I'm not into all that TikTok bullshit, mate. That like, just don't interest me at all.
Exactly, man. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. That makes perfect sense. And you know what? That leads me pretty nicely actually into my next question, because in the past you made a comment that you are a young artist, which essentially means that, you want to do what you want to do without thinking too hard about what other people want. From what I've seen, your stuff seems to have been pretty positively received from or by, people in the mass public, if that makes sense. How would you say you plan on staying headstrong in the face of, say, I don't know, if you were to drop a track and it wasn't necessarily so well received by listeners?
Mate, my best, well, she's like one of my best mates from back home is called Ben, and I literally like he's my sounding board. Like he'll tell, if I drop a stinker, like he'll tell me that it's a stinker, and then it's like, well, it's actually a stinker, you know. Like I need to, you know, he'll give me some truth, do you know what I mean? But people that like don't like, if I, oh, like I don't know, it's tricky. Like if I love it, like if I'm in love with it, like you know, I might like it for a period of time. But I mean, things change pretty quickly. Like I make quite a bit of music. Well, I used to like, well, throughout this year, I've made quite a lot of music. So I tend to just move on. If people don't like it, I think fucking don't listen to it then. Is normally my is my thing. Obviously it gets to me though, like you know, like it would anyone, like negativity. But I've never, to be fair, I've never dealt with like mass negativity or whatever, like people hating on me. Like I've never really had that, so we'll see. But I mean, obviously, I have like my own insecurities about my own tracks and, you know, confidence issues and that. But I feel like quite a confident performer, and like I try and put myself online. I suppose that's the mystery of it, really. That this No Cash Refunds character that I've created, like he's very confident, like outgoing, and does all the music and that. But like at the end of the day, it's just Charlie that reads the comments and that sort of thing. But I don't really get any hate. So, and if and to be fair, I feel like it'd go either way with me. Maybe like I'd either crumble under it, or it'd make me want to just write better music. But 9 times out of 10, like I can just go to my mate Ben and just be like, "Oh, is this? What do you think of this?" And if it's, it'll tell me if it's bad or if it's like, if it's not his cup of tea, then it's like, well, it doesn't really matter because it will be for someone else, you know.
Yeah,
I think that
exactly.
that's the thing with music though. It's like you can have like a, I feel like there's three sort of, I don't know, sort of object, like not object, I'm trying to, like it could either be good, or you don't like it, right? I guess you either like it or you don't like it, but there's a third of it being offensive or not. And as long as I'm not making offensive music that like makes people be like, oh, what the fuck is this? Like turn this off, this is crap. Then whether it's good or bad or not, it's just taste. So it's nothing to do with me. It's just whether you like it or not, you know. It's not, I don't make offensive music, so I wouldn't be worried. If anything, I'm of the opinion of like, well, if you don't like it, well, like I said, if you don't like it, don't listen to it, mate. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
man. That's an interesting perspective you put forward there, actually, because, yeah, and offensive is an interesting word to use as opposed to, you know, what other people would say is like objectively bad, I guess. Because, like, a lot of people like to say, oh, yeah, there's no such thing as bad. I think there is such a thing as objectively bad music, you know. I'd say that's a thing.
Well, I think that's what I mean by like offensive, I think. 'Cause I mean, like anybody can like make a song and it be like meh. But I mean, I suppose if you're making mediocre music, then doing something offensive, at least somebody will talk about it, right? You know what I mean? Better than just making bland tracks, which I would hate to do.
Exactly, man. Yeah, that makes perfect sense. Okay, so I know that you, okay, first of all, yeah, I've seen when I was like looking into just doing background research and whatnot, I saw like five different cities get named. I saw Guildford, Grimsby, I think I saw Lincolnshire get mentioned at one point. So just to be clear, it's Grimsby, and because I was looking at Grim, if you told me before today to point at a map and say where Grimsby is, I would have pointed at like Scotland or something. And you could have told me Grimsby was in Scotland, and I'd be like, all right, cool, I guess. Like, I'd have had to accept it. Grimsby and Guildford are nowhere near each other. So it is Guildford where you're living right now.
So, well, like, so Grimsby is in Lincolnshire, right? So Lincolnshire's the county. But obviously I used to say, well, I was born in Grimsby, right? And I live somewhere else in Lincolnshire. Like my family lives somewhere else in Lincolnshire. But no one knew what that was. Grimsby is like kind of people know, people have heard of, like most people, well, some people have heard of. So I just say that instead because I live near there. But yeah, no, Guildford is where I live right now. And yeah, it's shit, mate. It's very boring, actually.
I'm sorry, man. Honestly, it's yeah. It to
So
be fair, this area of Essex isn't exactly the most there isn't too much going on here either. So, you know, it's I relate. But from my understanding, you've performed in all of these places. You've performed in Guild in slash around Guildford and also Grimsby as well. And also in London. What I want to know is if there are any big differences in atmosphere when it comes to the audiences that you interact with at these shows.
yeah, well, I never performed in Grimsby. I performed in Skegness, it was, which is like near Grimsby in
Okay.
Lincolnshire. But
Skegness, you know. Sorry,
yeah.
you're naming places that I only get here. No, sorry, that I only hear like get dissed by other people. You know what I mean? Like,
Yeah, mate, it's like East Midlands, like Northeast Lincolnshire, mate. It's middle of nowhere. It's a bit, it's like seasidey, you know, like people, a lot of people go there for a cheap holiday. But yeah, the biggest difference, like for Guildford, to be fair, like, so obviously it's a load of uni students, right? And we're all doing music, like everyone wants to be the best. Some of the atmospheres are like all right. Like I think it's bang average, to be fair, performing in Guildford. Because everybody wants to be better than the last person, you know. So like everyone wants to be a musician. Whereas when I performed back home, it was mainly family and friends, right? Yeah, I've not. I mean, I don't know, mate. I'm not very big, am I? So like, I've only performed sort of little gigs, so they've all been like all right. I've mainly, yeah, it's more my recorded music that I sort of like wanted to push out, I suppose. Like I want to get better at doing gigs and like, it's like, yeah, I don't know. Guildford, yeah, gigs are all right. Yeah, not much I can say to that really. Bang average.
sick, man. And okay, so if I'm understanding correctly, Guildford, I guess if I'm understanding correctly, not to like put words in your mouth, but it sounds like Skegness, homely places, they're a bit more supportive maybe than in Guildford,
Yeah.
considering is there's a bit more competition there. I don't know if I'm
Yeah. Well, so Surrey, I mean, people in Surrey are posh knobheads, and I hope they hear this because like it, they're full, yeah, it's full of them. I suppose I stick out a little bit because obviously my accent and that, which is nice. I shouldn't be too harsh on Guildford, to be fair. Like all the gigs that I've done here have been decent. Like I've enjoyed it. Like I supported Charlotte Plank at the Boiler Room. Like that was probably like my one of the highlights of my fucking career so far. And the atmosphere is great. And to be honest, dude, like once I come off and once I've done it, people are giving me like a good reaction. Like, oh, that was great. You know, that fills me with confidence, and you know, I'll get a right buzz off that. So yeah, I shouldn't be too harsh. But yeah, the main difference between performing here and back home is literally like it's a little bit harsher, I suppose. I'm a little bit more judged. I think people would rather, well, some artists I would have thought like would not want to see me do well. Like but that's human nature, because everybody wants to be the best. Like I know that if I'm going on like tomorrow night, I know that there'll be a bunch of other people performing with me. And I want to be better, you know, I want to be the best one now. You know, I've got to be the best. So there's a bit of ego there, a bit of competition.
yeah, man, absolutely. How do you keep a cool head when it comes to performing as well? Because I know that there are certain, you know, a lot of the time, no matter the size of the audience, it can be a bit daunting. So yeah, talk to me. Do you have any like pre-show rituals or anything like that that you go through?
Mate, I fucking shit myself before going on, to be honest. I get very nervous. But then when I'm up there, it's like I was always supposed to be there, you know. But no, before I go on, I mean, I'll probably have a beer or something before I go on. But like in the early days of me performing, I would like not talk to anyone. I would just put headphones in and just wait to go on. Yeah. Like yeah, very, very nervous. But I should probably find like a ritual or something, right? I need like, you know, something to give me a bit of luck. But they've all gone all right so far, to be fair.
Yeah, man. So maybe it's just a being yourself thing that gets you into that space, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't, apart from like adopting, I suppose, that no cash refunds kind of persona, maybe. Like when I go on there, like I'm not like, it's a different person really. And I'm like, I'm here now, like this is it, buzzing, like, I love my music, like I wanna hopefully people will enjoy it as well. And I enjoyed performing, like I'm a bit of a showman, I suppose. Like when I was younger, like I was into the theatre and stuff. Like I was always I went to theatre like school, like my local one, just when I was younger, like for years. I stopped doing that when I was about 15, I think. But I was belting out show tunes when I was like 12 years old, man. Like, so I've always wanted to, I've always been a bit of a show off, I guess.
Yeah, man. Yeah, no, that's sick though, for real. Doing theater, like, yeah, that's crazy. And
Yeah.
it fits as well. It fits. It makes sense that you went from theater to making music. So yeah, it's one of those things. That's
Yeah, I
cool.
guess so.
Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about the name No Cash Refunds. We mentioned how it came from Big Bang Theory. I do want to dive into that a little bit more. Before we get into the actual main question, I want to know what, in your opinion, makes a good sitcom a good sitcom.
A good sitcom, bruv. The Big Bang Theory, mate, I think because it is so mind-numbing and like crap, I think that's what makes it good for me. Like why people like Friends and stuff like that. Like, cause I don't get Friends, but I get the Big Bang Theory. But I suppose we like it for the same thing because I can just kind of turn it on and not even think about it. But like a really good sitcom, like, well, I don't think The Office is a sitcom, right? But that's like a great show. Like that's, yes, shows like that. Well, whatever makes that great, I suppose. Great actors, great comedy. The Big Bang Theory is kind of, I don't know, bang average, really, isn't it? Still.
I hear it, man. I hear it. Honestly, yeah, I agree with you on Friends. I'm not a Friends fan in the slightest, honestly.
I don't at all.
I think I watched like three episodes and what a pivot? What this is the, and the thing is, right, whenever that pivot, I don't know if you know that reference I'm making, the pivot reference where they're carrying the sofa up like the stairs or whatever. Whenever someone
Right.
makes that reference to me, they always die laughing, like fully rolling on the floor type of laughing.
Yeah.
And I'm just stood there thinking, like, do I need to get checked? Is there something wrong with me? Like,
Yeah,
what's
yeah.
going on?
Nah, it ain't for me, bro. It ain't for me.
Exactly. But honestly, it's the same for me with The Office as well. So I don't know. It might just be a me thing. It might just be a me thing.
Yeah, but
I want to talk about, okay, I want you to give me your top three in that case. I want to talk about the Mount Rushmore, the no cash refunds Mount Rushmore of sitcoms. Talk to me.
what is that like? Give my like top three.
Top three or top four, I guess, because there's four people on Mount Rushmore, isn't it? So.
All right, yeah. Okay. Fucking hell, mate, put me on the spot here. All right, Peep Show is number one. I don't know if that's a sitcom, but I'm just gonna do TV shows. Peep Show is number one. In Between Us is number two.
Have you got the box sets in the back or something?
No, I have the In Between Us on DVD, bro. I would say Breaking Bad. I know that's not really a comedy, but like that's up there for me, like TV shows. In fact, I'd probably put that number one. And then, oh, have you ever heard of Max and Paddy, Peter Kay?
I've heard of Max and Ruby, but
yeah,
nah,
Max and Paddy's great. That's a really messed up list because you got Breaking Bad and The In-Betweeners on it, but. Them four are decent, mate. Peep Show as well is phenomenal. Peep Show's It's up there for me. One of the best
Yeah.
shows of all.
Peep Show, from what I've seen, is insane. That's the one where they have to like do all of the. Wait, no, I'm thinking of Taskmaster. Oh, wow. Nah.
Nah. Yeah. It's with yeah, no, it's like filmed, it's like POV like filming. It's set in Croydon and it's just two guys living in a flat together. It's fantastic.
Sounds sick, man. Yeah, I
I
think
think,
Peep
yeah.
Show is one of them ones that I would always see when just tapping through the channels, and I just was like,
Yeah.
wait, what is this
Oh,
about?
My Name Is Earl is also really, really good. That's another show that used to be on late night on like Channel 4. Yeah, My
My
Name Is
name
Earl
is
is a
Earl.
fucking classic, mate. Really, really good show.
That's another one, man. I just never checked it. Do you watch which one is probably my number one of all time?
What?
How I Met Your Mother. That
Ah,
show,
that's kind of like Friends, isn't it?
nah. How I Met Your Mother is eons above Friends.
Eons, fucking
Eons.
hell.
It's light years above Friends. It's every measurement you could think of. Oh man, it's beautiful. I
Yeah,
love it,
mate.
man.
Fair,
Yeah,
fair.
yeah, yeah. It takes you
Nice,
through.
mate.
It takes you through every single emotion. Honestly, it's amazing. We'll get into the closes at this point. I want to know what we can expect next from No Cash Refunds. Both short term, so first couple of months of next year, and then also long term, so getting into 2025, even the next couple of years as well. Let's talk a little bit about that.
Hell yeah. So I've got a brand new single coming out on the 15th of December. It's called Bubblegum Girlfriend, and it's gonna be fucking sick, man. I really like the song. I've made a lot of content for it as well, so should be a big content rollout like the end of this week or whatever. But yeah, no, I've got an EP lined up, I think, for the new year. But mate, I think predominantly I want to be out gigging. Like I want to be performing with a band, like behind me and rocking, like I want to. That's the goal for like sort of next year, I guess. But yeah, like long term, I'm working with a dude right now called Ollie, who is like my manager, I guess, technically. And we're working very closely together, like, and he's got his head screwed on, like I've got my head screwed on. Like I think we're just gonna work hard, keep networking, keep trying, getting my music out there. And yeah, man, like I want to be massive. Like I want people to know who I am. Like, and I've got faith in my music. Like I believe in it. Like I love it. So yeah, long term plan, take over the world. Short term plan, I've got an EP that I'm probably going to bring out at the beginning of next year.
That's sick, man, for real. You mentioned having content to bring out. Can we expect any visuals from No Cash Refunds as well? Can we expect anything like that?
Yes, mate. I've worked. Yeah, this guy called Lewis Fewins. Shout out to Lewis, like who filmed me for like a kind of music video slash like I'll be chopping that shit up like into little pieces. But yeah, no, everything feels a bit more succinct. I think that's what people want nowadays. Like people don't just want to hear it, people want to see it as well. And I feel like I'm finally giving something for people to like hang on to, and think, oh, that's fucking cool. So yeah, should be really cool. Shout out Lewis, legend.
Sick, man. Yeah, that's really cool. Yeah, and an EP as well. What does the No Cash Refunds vault look like? Like, are there loads of tracks in there, or is it just when it comes in, it goes out kind of thing? Like, what's the vault like?
Yeah, I used to be like that. When I first started, I'd literally just make a song and then kind of post it. Like, apart from like my first like song and like my first like EP thing that I did, that I'd had that for like a few months and then I released it all. But as soon as I did that EP, I was like, "Fuck, I've got no music. Like, what am I gonna do now?" So that like, I'd literally just wait, and if I made a good song, I'd just put it out a week later. Now I've got like, I don't know, like there must be about 50, 60 tracks I think that I've got. And yeah, I suppose like they're all like, not all of them are obviously like, smash, like, but most of the, I suppose there's like gold, silver, and bronze sort of levels of tracks
Yeah.
in that big bunch. So yeah, no, I do have a lot of music. But this EP, like, the new one. Like it's gonna be called Do Not Disturb, and I've worked on it for so long, and it's like by far my best body of work. It's got three of my latest tracks on it. I think it's got All Your Dreams, I Need You, and the next one, Bubblegum Girlfriend, that comes out in December. Yeah, so it'll have all three on there, and it's just sick, man. Like I love it so much. Like I'm so excited to get it out. I mean, I'm nervous as fuck because like, I want people to listen to it, and it's so hard to get people to listen to, more than 20 seconds or something, I guess. I really need to grab people. So hopefully with the videos and everything, it should, yeah, should be building myself up, hopefully.
Sick, man. Honestly, I'm gassed for it as well. I'm gassed because yeah, with what you've been putting out so far, yeah, no, this is gonna be sick.
Thank you so much. Do you know what? It's so crazy that you even stumbled across me. Like, where did you find me from?
You know what? The fans also like tab on Spotify is it's one of those things. It's like a rabbit hole. You can go down there and literally end up on in every single corner of the UK when it comes to music, for real. It's crazy, man. I think,
Wow.
yeah, I can't remember who you were under, but it was probably someone who's in your fans also like tab or something like that. But
Yeah, fuck, man, that's crazy. Fair play. That's awesome.
it's crazy for real.
Yeah.
I'll close off with one final question, and this is a question that I ask everyone. And today's no different. So let's just get into it. You are heard by everyone on earth for 10 seconds. What do you say?
Mate, that's a fucking tough one, dude. That's so difficult. 10 seconds, mate, for everyone on earth. Do you know what? I don't even think I'd have anything that necessarily like profound to say to everyone. I'd probably say like, oh mate, that's tough. What was it? Can you repeat the question?
Yeah, you are heard by everyone on Earth for 10 seconds. What do you say?
I'd probably give some advice. I don't think I'd plug my music. I'd probably say like, everything's gonna be okay. Don't worry about it, mate. That's what I would say to everyone. Remember that's like useless advice, but like, yeah, I think that's what I'd say. Don't worry about it, mate. It's all gonna be all right.
That's sick, man. Honestly, I have to respect that as well, because yeah, everyone does promote something, and to be fair, I probably would as well. Like, I try and fit
Or
something profound.
maybe I'd say, why do elephants hide in trees? Wait, I don't even remember. I don't remember
Oh,
the punchline.
I chime in. You just hear my like tiny little voice from Essex just be like, yeah, because they're good at hiding, bro. Like, just shouting up at the heavens or whatever. Yeah, no.
Yeah, maybe I'd say that instead, actually.
That's gas though, for real, man. Honestly, yeah, I as long as
Oh
you
dear.
credit me afterwards, but yeah, that's calm.
Absolutely, bro.
Yeah,
But mate,
cool.
honestly, thank you so much for having me on and like for like taking the time to like just listen to my music. Like it fucking baffles me like that people, that I've never like that I would never think that I would ever meet or would ever, come across me. Like I just wanted to make music for myself really as like therapy for like whatever I was feeling inside, but the fact that it can like touch other people and it can go all the way from like Grimsby where I first started doing it to where what you say Essex, like never even been there, do you know what I mean? Like power of the internet and the power of my music that this has even happened like means a really means a lot to me, mate, so thank you so much.
Honestly, man, it's a pleasure, and thank you so much for being on the podcast as well. It's yeah,
Mate,
nah,
anytime.
it's been good. I've enjoyed this episode. This one was a good one. It's definitely been good. And with that, you know what? I think that is a good place to close off this episode. So, listeners of the podcast, watchers, make sure you work. Wow, make sure, make sure, yeah, red leather, yellow leather. Make sure you guys all go check out No Cash Refunds' most recent track, All Your Dreams, available on all platforms. Go check it out, go listen to it, stream it, run up the numbers, you know the vibes. Make sure you guys like, comment, and subscribe to this channel, of course. No Cash Refunds, please tell the people to like, comment, and subscribe. They don't listen to me, so chat to them, please.
Oh mate, listen to this guy, man. Honestly, shout out this podcast, man. You know what? The fact that he's even doing this and helping people like me get my voice out there, like, you know, that's a genuine, decent human being. So yeah, like, comment, subscribe, baby.
Thank you, bro. Thank you. Sick. Listeners, keep it real, and I will see you later. Alligators.
Peace. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Cool.